the way I grew up, I didn't grow up fortunate. So there wasn't no other way to turn but towards the streets. Fast money, easy. You go to jail, you get out. Like, I was young, so juvenile systems. I mean, it was easy for us. 37 years, I can't handle that. I ain't going for all, like, I can't. I wouldn't know what to do. When I had my kids, it was really, I gotta go extra hard into the streets because ain't no job really hiring us right now. The program that we in right now is we got this because they didn't even think we were gonna make it past the age of 25. So this was a helpful for me because I still was looking for work when I came home, couldn't find a job. Mary Arts gave me a job and now I'm doing a lot of more things in the streets, helping a lot more people. Made it crazy buying a bunch of guys, I don't know. But you know, it really helped me out and focus on a lot of things that I can really give back to my community now. I can tell them that, this little mural up Red Jab, I helped build that. I built this scaffold to get that mural up, and a lot of certifications in the program, so that definitely helped me. But me, it just kind of happened, the area I'm from. I'm from the good lands, known as Badlands, so drugs ain't nothing but around there. Like, so you see what you see, and you gotta get it how you get it out there. Like I try to tell the kids now, like, oh, listen, it's not the way you want to go. And then y'all want to be sitting in jail because you do lose your family. Like, you're going to worry about your girlfriend. You have no girl when you go to jail. Like, she's his girl and his girl. Like, only thing you're worried about is your kids and how they eat and how they surviving.